with this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, April 11th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Last night, the Lamar's Community Track and Field teams enjoyed some wonderful weather and strong competition during the annual Don Schilling Memorial Invitational. The Lamar's girls ended up taking the title with the grand total of 162 points. They won the meet by 57 points of second place, and they were really strong in the short distances in the meet, allowing them to place well individually and even break a 50-year-old school record in the sprint medley. Head coach Tammy Dunn says it has been nice to get some good competition to start the season.
It was a super night to be a sprinter. I mean, they were just fast, and the coaches and I were talking, and we, you know, last year we missed 5 outdoor meets, and to be on our 4th outdoor meet already on the 10th of April, it's a miracle. So I was super pleased. I thought the girls ran really well and really fast and took advantage of the night. And that's kind of what we have to do. We never know what we're going to get. So we have to take advantage and work hard when we have the opportunity.
And the success the Bulldogs are seeing right now didn't come in a month or so of practice and indoor season. Coach Dunn says her team has been putting the work in since winter.
Our mids and our longs got mileage in this winter, and I think that shows because they are leaps and bounds above where they were last year at this point. But then maybe it's just a blessing that we haven't been able to work out hard over the last month because we're healthy, you know, like we don't have shin splints left and right. And I think the sprinter types look fresh. Sienna Cass and Maddie and Stella and Aubrey Lusink is kind of running out of her head right now.
This upcoming week is busy for the Bulldogs, who have a meet on Thursday, the Sioux City Relays over the weekend, and a meet next Monday. Coach Dunn says she wants to keep the girls as fresh as possible over this stretch.
My goal tonight was to win. I wanted to score as many points as we could. I didn't know if we could win, but I wanted to score as many points as we could. And so I'll probably back off. I think on maybe Thursday we'll have a little pre-meet and see what we're going to maybe run on Saturday at the relays and keep people fresh there. I think it's just going to be a mixture of training when we can, but also giving adequate rest so that we stay fresh.
Heading over to the boys' side, the Bulldog boys took second place with a team total of 115 points. They missed out on first by 10 points. Weather's usually the biggest variable during track season for both whether or not the meets get run and how runners compete at the meet once they get it going. Head coach Caleb Van Otterloo says it was good to see his team take advantage of the great weather last night and run well.
For whatever reason, it seems like whenever we run at home, it's a beautiful night. I don't know if Coach Schilling's still pulling some strings, but a perfect night. You couldn't really ask for anything more there, and I thought our guys took advantage of that by, you know, just competing and running to the best of their ability.
This point of the season is where teams start to settle in and compete well as they get towards state qualifying meets in a month. Coach Van Otterloo says his team is getting more and more comfortable with every meet.
As the season goes on, you get a little bit more comfortable with what you're doing and a little more willing to, you know, put it out there and kind of see what you have. And then you couple that with a nice night and honestly some really, really good competition. You could go down the list and name everybody that you're running against really good guys on a really nice night. And it just kind of, your times just have a tendency of dropping a little bit there.
And the Lamar's boys are back in action with the Sioux City Relays this weekend. Taking a look at those team standings once again on the girls' side, the Bulldog girls scored 162 points. It was Sioux City East who took second at 105 points. Sioux City West was third, and Bishop Heedland took the fourth spot. In the boys' team standing, Spencer won the meet with 125 points. Then it was Lamar's with 115. And it was a tight third and fourth. Sioux City East took third with 98. Sioux City North took fourth with 97. Some of the individual highlights. On the girls' side, Maddie Holes took the top spot in the 200-meter dash, a nice 26.66 second time. Sienna Cass in the 400-meter dash took the second spot with a 104.28. And one thing we didn't get quotes on from Coach Dunn, but really an outstanding day for the throwers in the shot put. Addison Kibbe took the top spot, 31 feet 7 inches, and then Libby Laris was second. The Bulldogs took the top two spots in the shot and in the discus. It was Laris who won the discus, 89 feet 9 inches, and then Kibbe took second in the discus throw. And talking about that sprint medley relay, yeah, they broke a school record set back in 1973 by Linda Crawford, Deb Schrader, Rox Nobel, and Terry Donlin, a time of 152.1. They broke it by 12 hundredths of a second. On the boys' side in the 100-meter dash, Sione Fifita taking the top spot, 11.25 seconds. He also placed second in the 200-meter dash. In the 400, it was Bo Wadley in second place. Aaron Lee had a great day as well. He ran a great 1600, getting just under 5 minutes in second place. In the 3,200-meter run, Trace Obink ran second to a Division I runner in Gabe Nash, 10:38.22. In the high jump, a couple of 6 feet, 6-inch jumps, and maybe the Bulldogs are going to send two jumpers to the Drake Relays in a couple of weeks. Sione Fifita, a jump of 6 feet, 6 inches. Wanding Hosniong tied him for the top spot in the high jump, 6 feet, 6 inches. We've got these results and more on our website. That's at KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab in the drop-down menu, click on sports scores and results. To some coaching news and pending approval at tonight's Lamar's Community School Board meeting, the Bulldog girls basketball team has a new head coach, and it's staying in the program with an alum of the program. Sydney Baumgartner, a 2018 graduate of Lamar's Community School who coached Sheldon's girls basketball program last year, is anticipated to take over Cody Deercup's spot with his move to the boys team. Once again, pending school board approval tonight. Baumgartner was part of the 2018 state tournament run for the Bulldogs and graduated 13th on the program's all-time scoring list. She also earned two All Lakes Conference honors in her time at Lamar's, then ended up graduating from Wartburg College. Again, Sydney Baumgartner, pending approval at tonight's school board meeting, will become Lamar's Community Girls Basketball's next head coach. Let's take a look at the sports schedule for today, and it's good to see a full slate of action around the area, all four spring sports in action in Plymouth County today. We'll first start in girls soccer, where the Lamar's girls, ranked number 15 in the state, they host Sergeant Bluff Luton tonight, Council Bluff's Thomas Jefferson's at Bishop Heelan, Unity Christian's at Sioux City East, and Council Bluff's Abe Lincoln's at Sioux City North. In boys soccer, the Lamar's boys head down south to take on Sergeant Bluff Luton. It's Bishop Heelan at Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson. Sioux City North's at Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln, and Sioux City East is at Sioux City West. In girls tennis, the Bulldog girls are back home. They host Sioux City West in MRAC action. Dennis and Schleswig's at Council Bluffs AL, and Bishop Heelan's at Sioux City North. On the boys' tennis side, it's the Bulldog boys. They'll head on the road. They'll take on Sioux City West in tennis action. It is Sergeant Bluff Luton at Esterville Lincoln Central as well, and then Dennison Schleswig is at Sioux City East in boys tennis. To the golf course, and for the first time this season, the Lamar's girls golf team, they're going to be in action in MRAC play. They'll be at Sergeant Bluff Luton for a duel. In Warrigal Conference golf tonight, it's Akron Westfield at Trinity Christian. West Sioux is at Harris Lake Park. MMCRU at Unity Christian. Hinton's at South O'Brien. And Remsen St. Mary's is at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. In the Western Valley Conference in boys golf, Kingsley Pearson boys are heading down to Mapleton for a meet hosted by MVAOCOU. The Kingsley Pearson girls, they're at home today at a meet hosted in Kingsley. And finally, in track and field, we have five Plymouth County teams in action in Kingsley tonight as Akron Westfield, Galen Catholic, Hinton, and Remsen St. Mary's are at the Panther Wildcat Relays, of course, hosted by Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central. Also in action today in track and field, MMCRU heads to Holstein for a meet hosted by Ridgeview. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports as well. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.